Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We are your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is a show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering, and we got a special show today. We have Gino's personal financial engineering plan. He's going to share it with us. He's going to show us where the baby money soldiers are getting directed to, what battles they're going off to fight, and what victories they're planning on bringing home. So, G-Dad, I'm excited about this one, man. You're going to bring the pain today, aren't you?
Jake, for those of you that do not know what a baby money soldier is, Jake just explains it so well. He's so far ahead of me on the explanation of what a baby money soldier is. It's a dollar bill wrapped with a diaper, bro. Take it away.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard us talk about this before, it's just a fun way that we relate to our personal financial engineering and essentially how we structure and plan for the use and the actions of our dollars. So they always start up front with the investment. We want to put as much money towards our investments as possible. And we want those dollars, those baby money soldiers, those little dollar bills with diapers on them, if you've seen the logo, to go out on a mission. And it's just like the game of Risk. We send them out there to take over a property, and then they start to reproduce. They throw off cash flow. They throw off tax benefits. They throw off refis. And so there's all these ways that they reproduce, and then they go on and they take over another village. They take over another apartment complex, and they continue to reproduce. And what I always say is, when they're reproducing, don't shoot them. Don't kill them. Let them continue to procreate, because it's going to make you much wealthier in the long run. And Gino, I'll let you volley right back at you, my man. What's the easiest way to kill a baby money soldier?
There you have it, everybody. I told you the easiest way is just to go out and blow it on a luxury. That's something.
Assets over liabilities, folks.
But, you know, I want to go over what I'm doing this year, but also you need to spend something on luxuries. We're not saying not, but when you're building up your baby money soldiers, maybe time to
there might be times
that.
Not to do it. Like, let's not even sugarcoat it. If you're getting started and you're concerned about creating wealth, you probably shouldn't be going out and buying Lambos.
Absolutely. And maybe the last couple of years when everything's overpriced, maybe wait till those luxuries for them to come down. But here are the 9 ways that you can use your baby money soldiers. Number one is your expenses, your daily expenses, your living expenses, food, groceries. Number two, luxuries. Like Jake said, going out, buying the Rolex, going out. It's a need versus a want. Do you need the Lambo? No, you want it. Then it's really a luxury. So luxury is number two.
You want to buy it when there's so much baby money soldiers that if a few of them get swept away in a Lambo pandemic, you're not going to miss them, right? You can sacrifice a couple of them.
Listen, if you're getting cash flow for your properties every month and you're using those baby money soldiers.
In the excess of 300 grand, it might be okay.
Yeah, right? I mean, let the equity of the baby money soldiers continue to work, right? Don't kill the equity. Kill the reproduction of the baby money soldiers.
But just know they're not producing any new ones and they're not going out and taking over more, okay? You're going to be killing them.
Although, listen, you may say, I'm going to buy the Lambo, but I'm going to put it on Turo and rent the car out. So you may be hedging your baby money soldiers where you're making money on a luxury. It's the same thing with a short-term rental. You may be out there saying, hey, I want to buy.
I don't want someone else's butt cheek sweat on my Lambo, though. So that
don't.
If I'm doing it.
There's a lot of Turos out there. But what about a short-term rental? What about Jake Senziano wants to come down to Florida?
You know, I got a condo downtown in Knoxville. Same thing. I don't want someone else's butt cheeks on my sofa. All right.
I feel you. But let's say you're young and you're starting out and you want to have that luxury. You're saying, you know what? I want to have
a short-term rental. Go buy an apartment with it instead.
He's killing me here. I'm trying to
make you right.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you actually utilize your luxuries in a way that a lot of people are doing it. I mean,
I don't want to do that. I'm just not going to buy them then. Use them solely for myself or nobody gets it.
Yeah, but have you seen those creepy commercials from Airbnb? Like, oh, your kid goes to college. You've got a room available. Rent the room out. I am not renting
for me.
A room out.
Personal preference.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so luxuries is number two. Number three, you can save those baby money soldiers. And Jake and I are masters at it. We started out. It's all about delaying the gratification. The fourth one is investing. You invest your baby money soldiers. The fifth one is legacy planning. Now, a lot of people out there are like, well, what does that mean? Well, 70% of the U.S. population does not have an estate plan. So a lot of you out there are not thinking long term or hasn't come up on your radar. COVID did a funny thing, though, Jake. What happened was people started recognizing their mortality, and people who had severe cases of COVID all of a sudden went out there and started writing wills, started getting guardianships, living wills they started doing. They started creating trust.
One positive that came from this shit, right?
One. And people saving money and house prices going up. But, you know, legacy planning is the fifth one. The sixth one for baby money soldiers is protection. You know, people think of insurance as a cost. Think of insurance as that moat around your castle. You are protecting your castle, and you need to allocate certain baby money soldiers to protecting that castle. Number seven, I know Jake likes this one. You can borrow more baby money soldiers from the banks. And what we call them are mercenaries. So you're going to a bank, you're buying a multifamily, 80% of that money is coming from the bank. Well, you're borrowing mercenaries. Those mercenaries are going out to war to go conquer more land for you, to create more baby money soldiers. So how awesome
Think
is
Stallone
that?
Think Stallone and Rambo. Okay, we got an M16 and a red bandana with a sweet knife. All right.
I like that. That's a great visual, bro. You're taking me back. I love that.
Hey, let's just make sure they look that way in the book. All right.
Education is number eight. Most people don't think of education to invest baby money soldiers, but as you continue to grow and scale, all of a sudden you need to continue to reinvest in your personal education. And the ninth one, charity. So those are the nine basic ways that you can go out there and you can use, spend.
The nine invest. Ways of deployment.
Nine ways of deployment. And Jake, would you call this a budget? Or would you call this more of a spending and investing plan? Because for me, budgets sound like restrictive.
No, I don't think it's, I think it's the nine ways of deployment. It's how you're going to use your money plan. It's personal financial engineering for smart people. All right, Gino, that's what we're saying. I'm going to keep ripping them today. You ask, I deliver, okay?
Nine
it's
ways
what you're
of deployment.
Doing this year.
I love that. So what am I doing? What am I personally doing this
that's
year?
That's what I'm saying. What are you doing, big dog?
Well, with the S&P down 20%, NASDAQ's down 33%, I'm not putting money in stocks, okay? The other thing is, I'm not
it might be the right time.
Yeah, the crypto thing, Jake, is interesting because if you're really a trader and you trade every day, you could possibly make money in crypto because crypto is down to 16,000-17,000. It's rallied up 20% since then. So if you're really a savvy investor, you could deploy money in crypto. You just need to be on it daily and make sure that you're tracking it. Something that I don't want to do. I'm doing a few things. First thing I'm doing is I'm finalizing my estate plan. You know, I have to actually finish that up. It's not terribly expensive, but there's a lot of thought process that needs to get in where it's going to go
it's
into
tedious. Irrevoc- it takes time.
Yeah. And you got to learn it. But what's going into an irrevocable trust? What's going into a revocable trust? What, you know, are you creating islets with your whole life insurance? All of that planning going on, picking beneficiaries, making sure that there's trustees, all of that work needs to get done. And that's going to ultimately get finished this year. Second thing is I'm investing, investing in whole life. They don't call it investment in whole life. I'm got whole life for my kids. I'm paying the premiums for my kids. That money is stacking up in there.
Hey, don't let people dictate terms to you. Okay. It is 2023. If you want to call it investing in whole life, because that's the way it makes you feel, you call it investing in whole life, Gino. All right.
It's interesting you say that because it didn't feel like investing when I first started it. Whole life, it's felt like an expense. I'm like putting money away. It's going into this like life insurance policy. It's sitting there. What's it doing? Is it really mine? And then when I realized the power of the dual asset strategy, I'm like, holy crap.
You're building up your army is what you're doing. And you're allowing them to grow in that vehicle as well. That's what you're doing. Yes. You're building up baby money soldiers for deployment.
Boy, you're delivering today, bro. You're deploying and everything.
So. Had a nice roast beef sandwich before this, Gino. That's all it takes.
That's why you had the seed in your mouth, huh?
That's right. She buys this fufu bread. It's like $4.50 a loaf, but it's damn good. All right.
$4.50 a loaf. Think about that. We used to buy the Wonder Bread for 99 cents.
99 cents.
Those days
forever.
Those days
There's no inflation on Wonder Bread. Okay.
But somebody made a good point today. I was looking at a meme. People complain about $5 for a dozen eggs, right? And they're going crazy about it. Yeah. But you go to Starbucks and you pay $5 for a crappy coffee. So, I mean, stop complaining.
With no protein in it.
With nothing. So,
you know, the Wonder Bread was great dipped in chicken noodle soup by Campbell's. That was heavenly, right? A little PB&J and a Wonder and a dipped in a, yeah.
Well, those baby money soldiers,
the
80s,
baby. The 80s.
That's an expense. That's how you're using those baby money soldiers. But as far as finalizing the whole life, you've got it in there. That death benefit is part of your estate planning. That money you're buying net worth when you're buying a whole life insurance policy. And it's called life insurance.
And protection.
Because, yes. Yeah. It is protecting the moat, protecting your castle. It's also deploying, having baby money soldiers in reserve. That's the important thing. And it's a ton of protection. And I think the dual asset strategy, when you're ready to actually deploy, you can borrow money out of the policy and deploy it into it.
And it's growing while it's in there. That's the key. You're not putting it into a bank and getting bent over. Okay. You're putting it into something that's going to protect your family down the road someday, right? Also, it's growing at a nice rate while it's in there, unlike the banks. Okay. So
it's
multiple
awesome.
Uses. That's why it's personal financial engineering.
And then from there, Jake, we're buying 128 units. So already started off the buying spree this year. So we're reinvesting it. So some of that money of my portfolio is going into reinvesting into that multifamily portfolio. Refinance. Ching, 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 ching. Me and Jake
we'll
are thinking
get there
about refinancing.
As soon as we can, man. I feel like I'm like the minute this thing goes into our name, it's like a sprinter at the front line. Like, let's go. Let's get these babies turned. So when the intersection happens of completion of our renovation and dipping of interest rates, okay? So rates are going down. Completion is going up. For the folks on YouTube, I'm making these really, you know, groovy hand signals here. But that intersection is where the beauty happens, because that is 4.5% interest rates, sending it off to pasture, which is agency loans. There's going to be a presidential election. It'll probably go down to 4% by then, because, you know, these guys will try to get reelected. And we'll reap the benefits for the short term, right? You know, we'll see what happens.
And it's crazy though, Jake, isn't it? Because you're going to be buying the refinancing that money. It's coming back to you really with no taxes. It's
and our rate's going to go down 1.5%.
And you're going to be cash flowing even more baby money soldiers. Yeah. So you're pulling all your baby money soldiers out of the deal. So you technically have none of your baby money soldiers left into that deal.
Except they're all coming back. Your equity baby money soldiers, right?
Yes. And you're going to be cash flowing, and the tax benefit of the baby money soldiers with the cost segregation. So you're saving a ton of money. Instead of giving those baby money soldiers to the government, those baby money soldiers stay on your side to be deployed out.
Property. We're not sacrificing. And the cool thing is we talked about the Stallone looking baby money soldiers. They got the machete in their mouth. They got the red headband on. The ones that come off a refi, damn, those boys are hungry. They're 18 years old. They're full of piss and vinegar, and they're ready to go kill something else. So those are the ones that are quickly deployed. They're ready. They're on fire, man.
Well, those are the ones, Jake, that
they jump out of planes.
I think we did a very good job with that. We've been able to refinance over $20 million from the portfolio, and the only expense that I had with those, I remember in 2015 in August, I bought my Porsche Cayenne. Is $45,000. I sacrificed a few baby money soldiers, but for the
Porsches for $45,000
back then, bro.
That was pre-COVID, right?
It was great. It was my dream car. I had arrived. That's what I wanted. But I waited until I got my third refinance.
What about your G Wagon? Your G Wagon was $45,000 too, right?
Yeah, a quarter of it was $45,000, bro. They gave me the front panels, the two wheels in the front. That's what they gave me. Hey, killed a lot of baby money soldiers for that one. But
But it's sweet. You feel like Stallone driving it, though, don't you?
Dude, I feel like Stallone driving it. It's great, yeah? And we're going to get to the luxury part. I got some luxuries coming on here.
More coming. Okay, wow. Okay,
here we go. But think about the refinance. The refinance is amazing, because that's what I used to buy the Porsche back then. I allocated most of it to save to go into the next deal, but I used that money to go and buy the Porsche. But as far as the other baby money soldiers, charities, I think everyone listening to this, think of allocating some baby money soldiers to create an impact in other people's lives. We have Second Harvest of East Tennessee.
And we put it on an autopilot. Like, you know, our revenue from Jake and Gino, a percentage of it on autopilot goes to feeding the kids. So there's a really great way that you can do that and then not have to think about it, but you're constantly, you know, giving back. And so that's a great way. And if you choose the right charities to partner with, you can count on your baby money soldiers making a huge impact.
I love that. And that's what we're doing. We every student that we sign up, mentorship student, 600 meals is donated to Second Harvest. We do food drives twice a year.
600 meals for everybody that joins the team. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, and that's Clarity. That was one of our BHAGs. And for us, we're also doing a fundraiser in a couple of weeks with Father Leo, with a chef. And I'm going to be bringing him down here to St. Augustine. He's going to be cooking. We're raising money for an organization called Life Teen. I'm also doing charitable work with a orphanage down in Honduras. So there's a lot of different ways that I'm able to deploy my baby money soldiers. You know,
These ones don't look as much like Rambo. They look more like a nurse with a cross on her hat and like a nice long, you know, white skirt, right?
So Jake,
a little softer.
What do you say about that though? Because I mean, it's one thing where you should, even when you're not have the means to do it, you should still deploy some of the baby money soldiers into.
Or it can be time.
Or time. Right? Yeah. Yes.
Time is very important. So,
yep. I love that. And as far as for us, the education, we're doing sales training as far as education goes. We're always investing in marketing. As far as education goes, speaker training, all of that kind of stuff. We just went to Orion Serhant Mastermind.
Hey, I became a broker last year. Or was it this year? Sometime. Right?
No, it was last year, bro.
It was last year.
Broker. Yes.
It was.
And for me, ultimately, the last one is the luxury. And I keep it for last because I always skipped on this earlier on because I said, let me defer, let me wait. And now as you accumulate a lot of baby money soldiers, I'm even able to take a trip to Ireland this year. We're going with 10 other couples from Jake and Gino. So it is luxury, but at the same time, I'm able to monetize on it that as well from the perspective of really having an amazing experience for those Jake and Gino students. But we're doing a couples coaching retreat. So we're doing that in May.
You're going to the castle.
We're going to the castle, going to Phil McKernan. It's going to be, I mean, that's going to be awesome. That is, I mean, that's something that I wouldn't have done 5 years ago, but I'm like, you know what? We need to do something with the wife. I really want to spend a great week with her in Ireland on a castle overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, that kind of thing. And then in August, we're going to Italy again. So that's, there are two huge trips.
G-Dad is on the move.
Well, I mean, you coming, bro?
Globetrotter.
No, I mean,
I know she keeps asking about it. I don't know. We'll talk.
So let me ask you, what are you doing with your baby money soldiers? What are the biggest, because last year you bought a nice condo downtown. Mm-hmm. You did some things. What are you doing with the baby money soldiers?
Yeah, so I think, you know, part of it is education for the kids, right? We homeschool, but we don't do it ourselves.
Excellent.
So,
I forgot about that. Great. I got my kid going to college, Michael, so I'm paying for that. Yeah, that's a luxury. No, you see that as a luxury?
It's a necessity for me as a human being, right? Because once we started having kids, we have three kids now, I'm not going to be a part of a state-run school system or even a private-run school system. There's just too much freedom that's been afforded to me as an entrepreneur, and I'm not going to be dictated to by the state or a school system. And I also want to be very clear on what my kids are learning. I don't want indoctrination. I want education. And so I feel that education is happening within my home and not indoctrination. So that's a huge component for us. And we like, look, I'm going to go out, you know, the little fat guy, I might go out and tickle him and blow some, you know, bubbles on his belly after this one. And that juices me up for the day. He likes it. And we're all partying over here. So that's very important. But if I want to go to Ireland with a G daddy, I'm not calling my wet nurse saying, "Oh, the kids out of school, can you let me go?" No, screw that shit. It's on our terms. The kids are going to get a better education, you know, traveling and doing things like that than they ever would in the home. So it's the freedom, it's the flexibility. So, you know, obviously that, you know, absorbs that between our homeschool teacher and our nanny. But, you know, that's a component of the living. But really, I just, as always, you know, I want to put as much of my baby money soldiers to deals. Okay. Got a bunch of great refis coming. That's where it affords the lifestyle that we've become used to, is that reinvestment, because not only are they going to grow and be able to go purchase more, that tax advantage is a huge component of it. The party stops when you stop growing and buying and you stop getting great depreciation swells. So it's very important to continue to grow and reinvest in your business. And then, you know, I got some projects going on right now. I always got projects going on, right? You know, I'm stuccoing the house. You know, that's a big deal. We're putting this massive two-story deck on the back that overlooks the lake. That's not cheap. So there's all these things that, you know, unfortunately, I look at them as baby money soldier suicides, but hopefully there's equity that comes back to them sometime within the home. Besides that, I want to go all in on multifamily. I think it's the best time in the last 10 years to be acquiring deals, and I'm very bullish and excited about our future growth there.
Six rules for baby money soldiers. Let me read them off to you. Save baby money soldiers to invest in an asset. Number two, control your expenditures of baby money soldiers, especially those deployed to luxuries, especially early on.
You never get them back.
Number three, the word that Jake likes to use, redeploy and multiply your baby money soldiers into conquering more territory. Number four, assemble baby money soldiers in reserve and avoid losing baby money soldiers in battle. If you're losing, if your crypto's down 10%, you think it's going down, take it off the table, off the battlefield. Let them fight another battle. A lot of us stick on and think, hey, I'm going to buy high and I'm going to sell low. That's what we end up doing. If you're out there, shoot.
No, you want to buy low and sell high, I think.
That's what you want to do. But we do the opposite. So if you see there's a loss coming and you can avoid it, pull those off the battlefield. Number five, reinvest baby money soldiers into your education. Really, really important. I mean, when Jake and I started scaling the portfolio, we're at 600 units. We're like, how do we do it? We went heavily into scaling up. We went heavily into traction, and we would not have been able to do that without investing in our education.
It's a business. It's a team sport, and it's a business, folks.
Absolutely. And the last one, Jake, only invest baby money soldiers with partners who share similar values and goals.
Values-based decision-making. I think we've talked about that a few times.
Absolutely.
Gino, I'm going to hit it right here. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy. And you can go to 100yearrei.com if you want to start up your own reserves, we'll call it, of baby money soldiers. You want to learn more about estate planning. You want to learn more about whole life and how you can use it as a holding center for your baby money soldiers. Pre-deployment, hit us up, 100yearrei.com, and we'd love to help. Gino, great job today. We will see you next time.